time once again for Bad Radio Reports. Spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die.
Unfounded.
And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and Donovan Lewis.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. It is Bad Radio, filling in for the Hardline. It is 5:18, and it's time for a little Bad Radio Reports today. And our Blotzer groups.
Caldwell and Son.
At two.
Caldwell and Sons. Welcome. All right, Dan, I know you like football, right?
Man, I love football.
That's great, because I love football, too. Now, how familiar are you with Jamarcus Russell and his latest problems?
Oh, his problems? Not really. We talked about it a little bit when you were on vacation.
Really?
Didn't we?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Because he got busted for...
What?
It was codeine. He had a whole lot of codeine, right?
He had a whole lot of codeine.
Like boxes of it.
A charge that he possessed a controlled substance in Alabama this week could involve a powerful beverage that bubbled up from the underground Houston rap scene a decade ago and appears to be gaining momentum in popular culture. Which, of course, I think people that know all about this are laughing that white journalists are just getting around to this 10 years after DJ Screw's death, right? Can we all agree with that?
DJ Screw died?
Yep. We almost couldn't finish the show that day, but somehow we carried on.
Do you think BJ, the promotions guy, was a little upset by that like he was with Pimp C?
I'm kind of curious how Computer was affected by the death of DJ Screw once upon a time.
Oh, I knew not to mix no yellow and no purple.
Don't mix yellow and purple.
Don't mix.
All right, hold on. Before we get to him.
That's the moral of the story.
I think we're...
What?
Okay. Just
are we ahead of ourselves?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Let me continue with the USA Today story.
For the white people in the audience. What?
The USA Today story continues. For the NFL, that means a measure of concern because the case regarding the former Oakland Raiders quarterback is not the first involving codeine and allegations regarding a current or past player. Russell, released by the Raiders in May, and still out of work, right?
Yes.
And this didn't help his situation at all. Is scheduled to appear in court July 20th, so next week, in Mobile after being charged with possession of codeine syrup on Monday. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office said Russell was arrested during an undercover investigation. Shannon Sharp, our old friend, says, obviously this is something that needs to be addressed. There is a trend here in the NFL. Codeine is an ingredient in purple drink, which can include alcohol, soft drinks, and Jolly Ranchers candy. The hue of the drink, Dan, comes from cough syrup dyes. The mixture is also called lean, our white journalist friend tells us.
Hmm. So,
thank you.
Now, this is particularly
interesting,
Dan. Just
out of regular cough syrup that you buy over the counter?
No. Prescription.
Oh.
Yeah. This is particularly interesting because it has really affected Aggie football, among other places in the South. Many of them centered around Houston.
What?
But in particular, Aggie great Johnny Jolly is, I believe he's on trial right now, isn't he? Down in Houston, I believe, because he...
Wasn't he the Packer?
He still is.
Over-celebrated a...
When the Sooners were up 77-0, yes, that's exactly
right.
He
slammed the door.
He made a tackle down, seriously, 77 points and over-celebrated. It was something we had never seen before.
Can't over-celebrate.
Now we have something that might trump that story, though, with him. Like we know him as that guy. Now we might know him as the codeine guy, or what are you saying?
Innocent until proven guilty.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a felony, Dan. He could do some serious time. Now, honestly, from looking at the details of the Johnny Jolly case, it does appear like they kind of stopped his car at a park, and there was some codeine in it, and they can't really decide who it is, but Johnny Jolly's the football player in the car, and on it goes. But there's more, Dan. You may remember safety Terrence Keel, of the San Diego Chargers, who was arrested during a practice for having codeine, I believe, shipped to him.
A lot of it.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
He pled guilty to felony and misdemeanor drug charges of sending the syrup to Texas from California. A year earlier, he had been arrested in the Chargers locker room by the DEA. And, of course, boy, I want to get this right because it is a important detail. I think before he... I just said I think. I believe before he went to trial, he ended up dying in a one-car accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two years ago.
So he never did time because he got himself killed in a car ahead of time. Meanwhile, Dan, do you remember the Mavericks trade with the Pacers for Sean Williams 2 years ago?
Right,
just
yes.
The real random 6'9" lottery pick or something like that, and he was going to. He is also linked to lean or purple drink, as
now,
they
wait
will.
So this codeine, which is prescription cough medicine, you just get it and drink it?
No.
Well, Dan, you mix it with soft drinks, alcohol.
No alcohol.
I believe some have used alcohol.
You don't put alcohol in.
We're sitting here, I think, with a professor.
We are. We do have...
A chemist.
So this is like Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I might not argue with him.
Well, no, I would not argue with computer.
He's Walt.
Especially
right. He really
since,
is.
Especially since Outside the Lines did a feature on it and credited 3-6 Mafia and showed a picture of computer during the feature for popularizing or help popularizing purple drink.
Nice. I was doing a website. I was working.
So unbeknownst to us, we
is that that email you sent that said, is this computer?
Yes. We prepared this segment not knowing computer was going to be here today. It's a weird coincidence, but ladies and gentlemen, we have one of the foremost authorities on lean in our studio right now.
Mr. Purple himself.
And we will talk with him next as Bad Radio Reports continues. All right, it's purple drink talk here on Bad Radio Reports because this is taking over, Dan. I don't see...
What's the proper name for this drink?
Scissor.
Sipping on scissor.
Scissor.
Hell yeah.
What's got? All right. It's got, okay.
This is our buddy computer.
Purple jelly, Texas tea.
Okay. And from theticket.com.
All right. Well, a lot of people don't know, scissor has been around since the 70s. Because it's two different kinds of syrup. It's the purple kind. Well, I think that's codeine and promethazine. And then the yellow is just hydrocodone.
Boy, you're good. Promethazine, codeine, yeah.
And the yellow is hydrocodone.
Yeah.
See, one's an up and one's a
good.
Down.
He knows this. He is a chemist.
What color is up? Purple upper? Purple?
Yeah. Purple's kind of an upper. The yellow's a downer. The yellow one is a heroin base.
Now, the point is, you had mentioned before, don't mix these.
That's why DJ Screw Daddy, you know, this is anything. If you drinking alcohol, you really don't supposed to mix it with Red Bull. Because when you're going up and you're going down. So that's basically what they're doing when they mix two syrup together.
So, what's the safest way to...
Don't drink it.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Just say no.
Have ever consumed this?
I have tried it.
Yeah? Is it awesome, or...
I didn't like it.
Now, okay. Do you realize that 3-6 Mafia is... Well, in fact, let's just hear it outside the lines. Outside the lines from a couple weeks ago, when Jamarcus Russell was arrested, they thought America should know about scissor and purple drink, and they started explaining it, and within 30 seconds, computer, his face is on my TV screen, and suddenly I felt like we had a segment. Here you go.
I got that drink, I got that drink, that purple drink, that purple drink. I got that drink, I got that drink.
Hip-hop artist Frasier Boy raps about a syrupy combination made with the drugs codeine and promethazine, ingredients commonly used in prescription cough syrup. But instead of taking a spoonful for a bad cough, the producer of this YouTube video demonstrates its typical street use, mixing the substance with Sprite and Jolly Rancher candies for taste and color, creating a powerful opiate-laced beverage. The concoction, commonly known as purple drink, was popularized in the 1990s in Houston by a music producer named DJ Screw, who ultimately died from an overdose on the drug in 2000. Other artists, like 3-6 Mafia and Lil Wayne, gave the drink added notoriety, and as the drug's use spiked throughout the South, Houston became known as the City of Syrup.
There's lean,
There's syrup. There's player potion. There's purple stuff.
As he's going through the names, I just kind of enjoyed that. By the way...
Well, actually, he's going through the names. He's going through the different concoctions.
Like, it started so in those are all different?
It started in the 70s. You know, now America's got so pill crazy, just like we have with Michael Jackson and stuff like that. Instead of them doing the syrup, and got syrup and got so high on the street for the street value of it, to where it's $60 a old for the yellow and $50 for the purple. What people start doing, they taking their pills and replacing it. That's what happened to football. The reason why the football players are getting into doing it, they doing it as a business because they know they can get it and ship it back and they can sell it and make money and then keep their street friends happy.
Oh, so you really think these guys are more into dealing codeine than they are into actually partaking it with
it for
their buddies?
Friends. Yeah, they're all drinking it probably, but they get it for their friends too.
Now, this is how Pimp C
how much
passed
you
away,
drink?
Right, Dan?
No,
how
Pimp C was murdered.
Oh, wait a minute here. What am I reading here?
Pimp the other
C
guy,
was
he,
found dead.
Well, he's
blah,
found
blah, blah,
dead,
blah.
Overdose, but.
The office reported the rapper's death was due to promethazine and codeine effects and other unestablished factors.
Yeah, he had all kinds of stuff in his system.
But it does say one of the things in his system was that promethazine codeine concoction.
Yeah.
Here is more from Outside the Lines, Dan.
The high is not a euphoric high where you would think you'd be bouncing off the walls or anything like that. It's more of a mellow, hey, I'm going to take the edge off type high. I'm going to lay back. I'm going to kick back. I'm just going to sip some syrup and everything's going to be right with the world.
Authorities say a pint of codeine promethazine has a street value of between $675 and $800, a dramatic markup from the $10 to $20 a pharmacist would pay for a pint wholesale. But users and dealers also obtain the syrup through fake prescriptions and shady doctors, making it readily accessible.
From what I understand from interviews of people we arrest, it's even a harder drug to break the addiction than like cocaine, marijuana, or heroin.
Codeine is on the NFL's list of banned drugs of abuse. The league told Outside the Lines it was aware of Jolly's case, but that it didn't believe the abuse of codeine promethazine was an issue in the NFL. In 2006, then-Charger safety Terrence Keel, a teammate of Jolly's at Texas A&M, was arrested during practice on charges of possession with intent to sell prescription cough syrup. Court records show Keel was suspected of sending a parcel which contained 15 bottles of promethazine with codeine to his home state of Texas. Keel died in a single car crash in 2008, and the toxicology report showed his blood alcohol level at nearly three times the legal limit.
Oh, dear.
See, that's what I'm telling you. See, he was shipping that back to his buddies. He's shipping all that back down here so they can sell it.
How much money could possibly be in codeine that it would be worth risking your NFL income for?
Well, that probably had nothing to do with it. People make mistakes. People not.
I know, but I guess what I'm saying here, computer, I understand people make mistakes. My thought process is, though, that purple drink is goofy. It might be something that they're kind of partying with more than actually just trying to secure mass amounts. If they're trying to secure mass amounts, it's to take care of their buddies and to have a good time on Friday night.
I don't know. If you say a pint,
every
can get you $500.
I would say every dollar's a dollar.
A little bit of pot.
And Keel had a lot.
Yeah,
all that stuff. So he was trying to make some dough.
That could be big money.
It probably won the first shipment. He probably getting it from a doctor because he played on the team.
And then a doctor. Yeah, talk about risking your entire practice.
Well, that seems to be really, really easy just to prescribe that stuff out and hand it to him.
But if you prescribe one guy 15 bottles of codeine.
They don't pay no attention to that. It's not like.
Surely there's some medical fact check.
The only thing they got a medical fact check on that is like that is
some heavier drug.
No, not the heavier drug. The Claritin, the stuff that they make the meth out of. Like you can't buy it. Like you got to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's
the only thing that registers. Like if you go buy codeine, they don't like register.
There's no red flag in a computer.
There's no red flag in a computer.
But perhaps there will be.
Perhaps there will be.
It probably will be because only reason Outside the Lines did because it's been quiet. And ain't nobody been getting in trouble. So they have something to talk about.
So, Jamarcus Russell.
You know what, though, as a Packer fan?
Let's say...
I don't have any idea about this Johnny Jolly case type of thing.
Exactly.
I've heard that he's in legal problems.
Yeah, but you
I
know
had
what
no
it
idea
was.
For what. No
yeah.
idea.
But
until
is this just your... It's like computer saying here, it's because it's your buddies. Like, Jamarcus Russell certainly who has been paid how many million? 15 million?
30.
Or so?
Oh, 30 something. Yeah. 34.
30 in 3 years.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, certainly, even if you have a case, and I think the numbers I was trying to do in my head real quick, mm-hmm. you could add up to $15,000 maybe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not for $15,000. He's obviously not doing this just to profit,
well,
right?
He
it's
for. He got nothing.
It's because he's got his buddies. He yeah. has the access to the doctor.
Yeah.
But it seems like you got to tell your buddies, look.
But see,
I gotta,
before, then plus it don't stand.
I got kind of a good thing going here.
And then plus it don't stand a system long. And then another reason why a lot of athletes was using it because it just they could use it instead of marijuana because it wanted a red flag on it.
Okay, so
you know
could,
what I'm saying? Before they just not red flag.
You could go get drug tested and nobody will do anything.
Okay, there's
it.
More into the story.
And is this a better high than drinking, apparently?
Well, I don't know. I did it one time like when I was in college and it made me sick and I hadn't touched it.
Okay, really? So 3-6 Mafia guy, computer.
Oh, okay, let me explain to you. I hate that. I don't want to. Let me explain to my guys. Gay. I don't want to get a game away on the radio, but I feel like I need to defend them. All right. When you hear rappers make a song like something like that.
Yeah.
Most 9 times out of 10, they ain't not using it. They using it because so many people.
You're writing a song, which
okay, was, they wrote that
which
song
is just
to get the Houston Texas
indicative
mark.
of what society is doing.
Yeah, I get okay, that, but you know, like we grew up listening to N.W.A. If we found out that N.W.A. really wasn't gangbanging in Compton, we'd feel misrepresented a little bit.
They weren't doing that. Dre was saying and wearing lipstick. You know,
we believed it all.
Yeah, but just like okay, say you just like they were saying about Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas is huge. There's a lot of people in Texas, and a lot of folks was copying Texas. So 3-6 Mafia and Pimp C said, y'all make a song so y'all can get the Texas market. So they made a song like Sippin' on Scissor. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's what that song was made for. They went to Atlanta.
So even though they
recorded
are...
it during the Super Bowl and they had an ice bowl in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they recorded 99. That. Yeah, and they recorded that song then with Pimp C in Atlanta.
23-16 Rams, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, they drove down in Atlanta and recorded that song.
So you're saying that despite being given credit for helping launch Scissor...
Mm-hmm.
It's really not something the boys
they didn't launch
to.
It. They were just
oh yeah they well actually the Texas rappers
they knew
they didn't make a song about it because they were doing it so much
like people were
made a
with
song
it anyway.
And it just blew up
yeah
okay the Houston Chronicle quoted local rapper LD you familiar with LD
I don't know him, but...
in 2007 is saying in part when I was drank I was thinking about what it could be doing to my health I'm 180 pounds and when I was on drank I was at 240. It has so much sugar in it that it blows you up and it makes you eat a lot, and then you got the soda in there as well. Basically, what he's saying is, this explains why Jamarcus Russell, on some level, is always up at 300 pounds. You think that's a lie?
Reason why he up so big, because he eat all the time.
Well, yeah.
Black folks get big.
And he's not on the field to work the pounds off.
Very few quarterbacks get to 300 pounds, though.
Yeah, he can't blame it on that, because I know... let me tell you something. When the last time you rode through the neighborhood and you seen somebody black out there fat? And most out there skinny with his shirt off.
When's the last time Bob's been in a black
neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Always. Spend a lot
when
of time.
When he dropped Donovan off.
Spend a lot of time.
Easy.
On
mix.
My way to the golf course.
Donovan lives in a white neighborhood.
That's why you'll stay there.
So is this the new pot or no?
Nah, it's old. It's ready to disturb and faded out because it's so high.
It's what?
Because it's too expensive.
Oh. So expensive. That's why you're
saying pills are bigger now.
Yeah, let's focus on pills now.
So
you leave pills alone.
So 3-6 Mafia might write a song about pills.
No, the song that made them quit writing drug songs, so they don't write any drug songs anymore.
What, this did?
Well, this one, and after they got the Oscar and they been getting all those other gigs, they had to stop the drug songs.
Why? Because they're going mainstream? They sold out?
Well, like, not really mainstream.
The man made them stop?
Well, no. Well, some of them got older and they got kids now, so they don't want to.
Yeah,
like the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Really?
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
They left the Black Eyed Peas to the Scissor songs.
Dan's very hip.
All right. Well, computer, thank you. Thank you for your courage. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We can't end
abrupt
this segment.
Shot.
Has anyone else in this room ever sampled Scissor?
Yeah, I tasted it once.
All right. How'd that work out?
You never even smoked pot, right?
No. Oh, you didn't swallow, though.
No, I swallowed.
Just tasted it.
Just to see what it tasted like, yeah.
When?
When we went to Vegas and hung with computer.
Oh, wow, that's fairly recent.
But computer just told us he hasn't used it in like a decade.
It wasn't me that was using it, was Rodney.
Right.
You just sold out your friend.
Oh, that crazy Rodney.
My fault, yeah. He's the cousin of Sean Williams that he was talking about on ESPN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Sean Williams, what do you know about Sean Williams' situation?
I didn't know about it to the outside line. I never knew he was in trouble.
Do you just party with it at home?
But remember the Sean Williams.
Around
Peter
with you?
May
do you
not
carry
know
a flash?
His tie in there? Remember Sean Williams? He was here and
right.
he just disappeared.
Right.
And everyone's like, did the Mavericks just trade for this guy?
And yeah, what happened? Shipped him out of here as fast
know.
As they could.
I still don't know what happened.
They
to
never
him.
Disclosed it. They
no.
just said he did something. And
he's
Cuban,
gone.
Even Cuban said, well, you know, he's not going to play here. We're looking to. Get him out of here. They traded him, and the team they traded him to, they immediately cut him. So I don't know what the heck he's doing now.
They paid him off, too, I think.
So you liked Scissorp, and you're...
Did I like it?
You're
no.
hooked on it, you said?
Yes, I'm hooked.
You
I
bathe
drink
it
all the time. It was all right, you know. It was just a drink. I didn't see myself saying, ooh, I need some more of that so I can do it again.
Was it like tasting it. Wine or alcohol?
No, it was like tasting the cough
swish around in your mouth?
It was almost like...
It didn't
real
taste
thick.
Good?
Well, you added a little bit to make it taste a little bit better than the heavy Robitussin, you know, but it's just like it was, you just tasted that stuff mixed in together.
Mm-hmm. And, that's why they say sip it.
And you, right, I may have taken a gulp and said, well, you know, I'm out. So I didn't sip on the scissor.
Mm.
I gulped it.
Wow.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm out.
You're real.
Yeah, I am real.
That could have killed you.
No, it couldn't.
Nah.
What if he would have died?
I didn't cough for like 4 weeks.
Would you still have some in your beard?
It was all coated.
Yeah, you got some coated.
Squeeze his beard.
Now,
scissors going
to
come out.
I got friends to say the reason why they drink it is because they can't afford to go to a doctor and they keep themselves self-medicated.
$500 a pint?
That's my excuse.
That sounds very expensive.
Hey, but...
I'm all for self,
but they're never coughing.
I'm all for self-medicating.
All right. Thank you, guys.